What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Built Different podcast. My name is Zach Clinton. I'll be your host, and as we continue to grow, I'll have friends joining me each week to interview some of the leading experts in the fields of motivational speaking, mental health, ministry, and even sports. Our goal is to instill hope, encouragement, and motivation in and through your life today, and our prayer is that after each episode, you'd be more equipped and encouraged to look, love, and live more like Christ from the inside out. That's our definition of what it means to be built different. So I hope you're ready. You better buckle up. Let's roll. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Built Different podcast. I'll be your host, Zach Clinton. And as always, I hope and pray you had a blessed weekend and are having a great start to your week. But if you haven't, then I believe you're listening to this right now for a reason. And my prayer is that you would find some hope, encouragement, and motivation in and throughout today's conversation. Today, as we're just coming out of our most recent 2024 Ignite Men's Impact Weekend, we wanted to place a highlight on the significance of a dad. This weekend, you guys, I can't tell you how moved I was to see a mass of men, over 5,000, gather together to surrender their pride, their past, and their pain to the Lord at the altar at Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. Again, it was a sold-out crowd of men who were educated, equipped, and encouraged for such a time as this, hungry to learn about how they can truly find their power through the act of surrender. God moved in powerful ways, my friends. But one thing that really stuck with me after this weekend was the scene of thousands of men coming forward to be broken and to surrender their lives to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Many of those men were fathers and sons. You see, this event all started because my dad, back in the day, wanted me as his son to recognize and realize and understand that there were men of God all over this country, and not just those preaching on Sunday mornings, but also those ministering through their gifts and talents and on athletic field, or those who proudly and boldly sacrifice their lives every day through their military service. The word that comes to mind when I think of Ignite, but also when I think of my dad, is legacy. And in today's conversation, we're going to be unpacking why dads matter, but really also we're going to be learning about how we can build and carry on a legacy of faith throughout our own personal lives. Our special guest joining us today is a man who knows the impact of a godly dad and a man who is now carrying that godly legacy on as he now leads his own children and family as well. Our guest is the Executive Director of Operations at Daystar Television Network and renowned talk show host of The Green Room with Jonathan and Susie, as he and his bride are seen on Daystar by millions worldwide. Joining us today is special guest, Mr. Jonathan Lamb. But before we dive into today's conversation, I just wanted to highlight one more time the significance of an event like our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. You guys, we had a world-renowned and powerhouse lineup which featured headliners such as Tim Tebow, Eric Thomas, Craig Rochelle, Tim Timberlake, NFL Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, Richard Yergin, Dr. Dondi Costin, Edward Graham, Ted Cunningham, Bob Lentz, and of course my hero and my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton. We also had a night of worship and concert with Shane and Shane, and one of our favorites, Michael O'Brien, and his praise band led us all weekend in worship as well, a weekend that will burn in my memory for years to come. You guys, the good news is that if you weren't able to join us this past weekend, you guys have another incredible opportunity to join us at our second Ignite Men's Impact Weekend of the Year, which will be taking place in Grand Prairie, Texas this fall on October 18th and 19th. Joining us again down there will be Tim Tebow, accompanied by Chad Robichaud, Dr. Rick Rigsby, Big Daddy Weave, Ted Cunningham, as well as some other soon-to-be-added incredible guests that will be joining us here in the days to come. Also, we'll be back in Lynchburg, Virginia for our 2025 Ignite Men's Impact Weekend at Thomas Road Baptist Church again next March on March 7th and 8th with another powerful lineup already featuring Granger Smith, Joe Theismann, Dr. Rick Rigsby, Ted Cunningham, and you know us, there will be so many other incredible big time guests that will be joining us there, and we'll be announcing those over the next several months. You guys, you do not want to miss out on experiencing and encountering the Lord with us in person during those impact weekends, because God shows up and he shows off in a powerful way. This past weekend, as I mentioned, we had over 5,000 guys in the house to praise the Lord and grow in community with one another. Guys not just being poured into during our plenary sessions, but also getting the opportunity of being poured into during our breakout sessions, taught by some of the leading experts in the fields of hunting and fishing, all things sports, becoming a man after God's own heart, a loving husband, a more emotionally attuned and connected dad. But here's the thing, over 1,500 men were on a waiting list just to get into the event because of how fast These things are selling out. So let me put a push out there for you guys. We want you there. We want you in person. As I serve as the president and host of our Ignite Men's Ministry, I would love nothing more than to see you at Ignite. So where can you go to sign up? Where can you go to purchase your ticket today? All you have to do is go to ignitemen.net. Again, that is ignitemen.net. Now to get back to the heart of our conversation today, you guys, again, we'll be answering the question, how do we build and how do we carry on a legacy of faith for our marriage, for our family, but also for those that God has entrusted us to shepherd and lead? So with that being said, let's welcome our special guest, Executive Director of Operations at Daystar Television Network and renowned talk show host, Jonathan Lamb. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, Zach, it's great to be here at the AACC conference here in Nashville, Tennessee. What a great honor it is to be able to attend and see all the great work that AACC is doing.
It's a blessing just to be able to sit down with you to dive into just all the great work that God is continuing to do in and through your life, your ministry, your platform, Daystar TV. You guys have been so influential, such an incredible platform and reach throughout the years. Speak about Daystar just for a few moments up front for all the listeners that may not be familiar with what you guys do.
Absolutely. Well, Daystar is a worldwide television network, and it can literally be seen in every country of the world. Mm. It's just so incredible because we get feedback of people watching in areas where it is actually illegal to preach the gospel, places like Saudi Arabia, and it's just incredible to see that. That's what's so great about television is that it allows you to be in multiple places at the same time, to literally cover the world with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's just so great to be able to play a part in that broadcast and that work that my father started. He started Daystar. He didn't start Daystar, but he started television broadcast in 1985. It was actually 1 week before I was born. He went on air for the first time in Montgomery, Alabama with a single television station. And through being faithful and being led by the Holy Spirit, God has led him to open up another station and then another station and then a satellite deal, a cable deal. So eventually it became this worldwide network, and it's just been incredible because I've been there since the day I was born, literally getting to see it grow from a concept that God had put in his heart to just the full level of growth that it is today, which is just such a testament to God and his glory and my father and mother stewarding Daystar.
Man, Jonathan, it's really fun to see just you stewarding and really stepping into that mantle, right, that God has called you to for such a time as this. As you mentioned and as you insinuated, we're going to be talking a lot about dads today, a lot about legacy. Before we go there, as you said, we're here at our 2023 AACC No Hope World Conference. It's been a blessing getting to spend some time with you and your wife, Susie, get to know you a little bit more, unpack your heart. But man, for such a time as this in culture and society today, we understand that there's been a lot going on. It's been a tough road. A tough last couple of years, a lot of good being called evil and a lot of evil being called good. Jonathan, why are gatherings like this so important for the road ahead as we continually fuel and kind of push each other and spur each other on for all that God has in store?
Well, gatherings like this are so important because it helps center us on what's really important, which is the Word of God. And as you are seeing in our culture today, there's so many forces at work trying to pull us away from the Word of God.
That's right.
Away from the principles and standards that are honoring God and more towards things that are an abomination, really.
That's right.
And that's why I love this organization, because that is one of the core principles. I heard your dad speak the other night from the pulpit about how, you know, many people might have a doctoral level education and the way they're leading their counseling, but they might be approaching it with a Sunday school level of biblical knowledge. And we need to strengthen that biblical knowledge and fortify it along with the education that they've had from the counseling side, and have that combination to where you have an incredibly powerful combination that allows us to stand on the truth of God's word and to really be the light in the darkness, as we're seeing the world getting darker around us, it's important to, that we can shine bright with the truth of God's word as he's called us to do.
So good, man. Something that I shared with a group not too long ago was that, you know, I feel like I have been entrusted to be a counselor, and I'm going to do everything I can to be a good counselor, but there's only one wonderful counselor.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our job, and like you said, it's our job as stewards to push people toward the foot of the cross,
yes.
to push people to the foot of Jesus, because he's the ultimate source of change and hope and encouragement and power and peace. He is those things. Jonathan, something that you and I have in common, right? We have several things in common, I would say. One, obviously, our love for the Lord. Two, I think we both have great wives.
Yes.
Three, we both love to, you know, play some golf and chase the little white ball around on
Absolutely.
The golf course. I'm not the best. I know you're probably a lot better than me. But another thing is that we both grew up with great dads.
Yes.
Right? And that's what I want to speak to for a second. Can you just talk to us a little bit about the significance of a dad in the presence of fathers in the lives of their children?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that my dad made clear when we were growing up is that he never wanted to put the ministry before the family.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stories where ministers might have a great church, a great ministry, but it became at the expense of the family, mm-hmm. and therefore they ended up with a broken family.
Mm-hmm.
Or they grew up with, or they had kids that ended up not wanting to serve the Lord because they're thinking, well, if I don't want to follow a God that's going to estrange me from my parents, because that's all they care about. They don't care about, you know, our needs and, you know, taking care of us and being a good father and mother. No, he was very intentional to have that time set apart with us and to make us a priority and a focus. And that's how I was able to grow up. You know, you hear stories about PKs, you know, kind of wandering away. But for me, like, I've always been resolute. I've always known, like, my place and to serve in the ministry. And the call that I've had, I've never doubted that. And it's been partly because my dad did a great job of sowing into me just a good, healthy relationship and the principles of God. And I'm happily serving and never wavering in my call, which it is, you know, to continue on to serve at Daystar. And so I just love that he's made family a priority. Another thing that I want to say about my dad is his humility. You know, like, for God to trust somebody with a platform of the size, you know, of Daystar, and for it to continue to grow, like, it takes someone who is doing it for the right reasons, and they're not out to just make their name famous or self-promotion. Like, he's truly doing it as a servant of the Lord. And he said many times, you know, Jonathan, if there's probably somebody else more qualified than me that God wanted to do this, but, you know, like, I'm just a humble, willing servant, you know, wanting to be obedient to the Lord, and that's, you know, why I'm here serving out that calling. And so I truly believe that his humility has really been a key factor in God being able to trust him with the size of the platform that he was able to build. And so I love that, and so honored by that, and yeah, just his love for the Word of God. Like, he there's no compromise. Like, he was very strong in his standards, it was just incredible to be able to see that and have that influence in my life as a father, like, through him as a father, for me to be able to emulate.
I had a unique interaction with your dad a few years back when he and your mom were interviewing my dad, actually, on their Daystar platform. And your dad took my dad and I out to the golf course. One thing I know about your dad is, man, he was competitive on that golf
course.
He's
the most competitive individual on this earth. I mean, like, no doubt. He loves to compete.
Yes, he absolutely loved to compete. And he was hysterical in the way that, I mean, he was really good, too, but he was a lot of fun. At the end of it, I remember he pulled me aside. And he said, "Hey, Zach, let me share with you something." He shared the story of just the inception of Daystar.
Mm.
And he shared with me a little bit about what you had already mentioned. But then he said, "Let me give you a piece of advice."
Mm.
He said, "No matter where you go, no no matter what you do in life, the only thing I ask of you is that you just remain obedient. And that's what you're speaking to, right? Yeah. That your dad was an obedient steward of what God entrusted him with.
He was.
Those were gifts. Those were callings. I know that your dad, you're coming up here now on this the two-year anniversary of when the Lord has called your dad home. Yeah. And with that comes a lot of grieving. But before we talk about the grieving and kind of unpack that for a little bit, I want to talk about one word, which was legacy, right? Tim Timberlake reminded me the other day in our interview together, he said that legacy is not something you leave behind for someone. Legacy is what you leave behind in someone.
That's good.
I believe that God has entrusted you and he's left behind something through your dad into you.
Yeah.
Jonathan, what are some of those things that you carry on in terms of your dad's legacy? Now, as you're a father to your two children, Israel and Ariel, what are some of those characteristics you want to possess as well?
Yeah, is one, obviously, always to love God's word, to be a student of it forever, to really get into the scriptures every day, learn it, memorize it, and just make that part of your life. The word of God is so powerful because it cleans you. It it allows you to hear from God as you're taking in that word. That allows you to really get in that place where the Lord can speak to you. And that will lead you in the right direction to where you are on the right path. You know, you're not going to take the wrong turn if you're in God's word every day. And so that, for one, loving God's word. Two, I would just say, determination.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many times in life when the enemy will throw a curveball at you or put a stumbling block in front of you, and sometimes people will quit or they'll want to, you know, maybe slow down. But, you know, if you determine, if you know the word that you have or the calling that you have that's been instilled by the Lord, you will be able to persevere through all the adverse circumstances that come your way. And it may not be easy, but again, that's just part of the journey with the Lord. Like, there's trials that are put before you, but those allow you to be able to trust God, and they can even strengthen you to be able to move forward. And so determination is two. And then three is just priorities. Like I mentioned before, you know, love after God, you know, your relationship with your spouse is the next most important relationship. So always have a strong marriage. Be very intentional in spending time with your spouse. Know what their love languages are and meet them. That's something that I've learned to grow, because me and Susie's love language didn't necessarily match up when we first got married, but I've learned hers, what she loves. She learns what I love, and we work on meeting those. So our marriage will always stay strong, because your marriage is like the backbone of your ministry in a lot of ways. So if you have a marriage that's falling apart, or if it's cracked, you know, that's going to drag you down. So it's so important to be intentional and bless and love and hold that person up so you can do life together and be able to serve the Lord in an honoring way. And then, you know, love your kids. Spend time with them. Just be very present with them, pray with them, share the word of God with them, and just give them your time. Like, that's the most important thing. It's just to give as much time as you can, because that's the most valuable thing you can do.
That's right. Those relationships, they take those three words that I always say begin with I, right? They take intentionality.
Yeah.
They take an investment. And you need to take an initiative to be able to invest into all of the relationships that come within our lives, whether it's your kids, your marriage, right, your parents, your friends, all of those types of things. As we talk about kind of a common thread, a theme that I feel like we've been talking a lot about, is that dads matter, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. They just really matter. My dad and I, we do a lot of work in terms of men's ministry, right? Ignite Men's Impact Weekend is a conference and an event that we get to host every year in the spring at Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. And I feel like culture and society really has a bad rap on men, right? They talk a lot about toxic masculinity. And they talk about how, you know, all of these things, men are just buffoons, they're porn addicts, you know, they're horrible fathers, they're bad husbands, they're abusers, all of these things.
Yeah.
And we understand that there is such a thing as toxic behavior, but there is no such thing as toxic masculinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you even look at the research, the science, the statistics behind it, it clearly shows that when you talk about a dad being present and involved and attuned to the life of his children, right? It matters more than you know. It says that the mental health, right, is all of those statistics are down for the children of dads who are present. It shows that their academic performance is up, their resilience levels are up, their identity development is up. So many things matter. But I want to ask this question to the dad maybe who's listening to our conversation today, Jonathan, who maybe hasn't been the most present. Maybe he hasn't invested that much time. What is kind of just an encouraging word that you would kind of give us at the halfway point in our interview for that dad of how they can begin to invest more into their children's lives for the road ahead?
Yeah, I would just say try to do a little bit each and every day. I mean, if you haven't been there, if you've been busy with your job, providing for your family, that's a very honorable thing. But beyond that, you know, your time that you have with them, present with them, is the most important thing that you can do. And so I would just say, just be intentional to give, make a point to spend at least, you know, 30 minutes to an hour a day, and just start with that. Mm-hmm. And just be consistent. And then obviously you want to work on doing things as far as getting out of the house and doing fun things together, activities, things that are going to be able to bond you and make those memories that they're going to last a lifetime. So start out just doing a little bit each day and then grow and work on growing that. So it becomes a routine where you're not even thinking about it. You're just doing it, and that's going to lead you to a great relationship.
That's great. Just taking little strides in little steps. I'm Zach Clinton here on our AACC Built Different podcast. Joining us is Jonathan Lamb, Vice President of Daystar Television Network. And man, we're having a great conversation about why dads matter. But just a few years back, Jonathan, you ended up losing your dad in terms of the Lord called him home.
Yeah.
And through that has been, I know, a grieving journey and a grieving process. We always talk about five stages of grief, but I believe that it's just really three things. It can be difficult, challenging, and really messy. Mm. My friend, for you, what has that grieving journey looked like?
Well, it's been difficult, challenging, and really messy. That's true. Yeah. It's obviously, it was just a total shock. You know, my dad, he passed away at 64. And I thought, you know, he had another 20 years. So I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd be in a position where I'd be living a life without my father. You know, I'm still in my 30s. So obviously unexpected, but, you know, God is faithful. And I've seen that to where it might be challenging, and it has been challenging. It's been difficult, but just every step of the way, you know, the Lord has never left my side, our family side, and just being able to lean on him and trust him has made it to where I've been able to grow in my relationship with the Lord and take that to even another level, because, you know, you really do press in during times where it is difficult. So, but yeah, there's still, you know, we're still going through some of the challenges of the transition. But again, like, God has been faithful every step of the way, and I have no doubt that he's going to carry us fully through to just a place where, you know, dad's going to be looking down from heaven, and he's going to just be saying, you know, great job, son. I'm so proud of you. And I said at his memorial service that I was going to do that. So I'm happy to walk that out.
Let me tell you, my friend, it's been a wonderful thing to watch you from afar and to watch you really step up and to step into this moment. You talked about that transition, right? But I want you to know, too, that we have been praying for you and throughout the midst of this entire process. I know it's probably been very heavy. I know it's been probably very messy, but you're not alone, right? As you talked about this transition and really stepping into this moment and now being the vice president, right, at Daystar Television Network and all of the things that the Lord has entrusted you with that, we kind of have that in common, right? Vice presidents of organizations that our fathers kind of have stewarded and been obedient to over time.
Right? Yeah.
So we get it.
That's
a lot of people, though, they don't understand the pressures and the unique stressors that can come along with that, right? There can be a lot of expectations. Mm-hmm. There can be, you know, the proverbial, oh, well, you have big shoes to fill.
Right.
Jonathan, in the midst of this process, how has God allowed you to develop this unique voice and this unique platform that only you can fill?
Yeah. You know, it's just been one of those things where each day you seek him and you allow him to work on you to where he instills the things in you that need to come out. And that's the only thing I can say. I can't really take any credit personally. It's just I feel like just being faithful to love the Lord and living a life that's honoring to him, like he directs your steps, and the Holy Spirit will even give you the things to say, you know. And so that's where I'm at, you know. Just I'm a humble servant of the Lord, and I just try to live a life that's honoring to him. And so it's really as simple as that.
What I appreciate about you is I always say that people are contagious, and I always make people kind of ask themselves the question, what do people catch when they get close to me?
Yeah.
When I get close to you, you mentioned two words that I think of: humility and faithfulness. Man, that's what exudes out of you, and I so appreciate that.
Thank you.
A word that Sharon May, she was just on the podcast a couple of days ago, and what she really spoke and infused within me is something I want to share over you as well today as we close it out. She said that her dad, Arch Hart, who was kind of a hero in the faith as well, similar to our dads, right? She said, although he was able to open the door for me, right, I had to choose to step through.
That's right.
And I had to choose to stay on the other side. My friend, I believe that although your dad has opened the door, although he maybe has provided you opportunities, you are the one that stepped through, and you're the one who God has entrusted with the unique gift and calling to stay on the other side, because we need you on the other side, my friend. How we like to close our conversations here on the podcast, Jonathan, just by asking a simple question, leaving the mic open for you to share a pressing word that God has placed on your heart for such a time as this. For all of our listeners today, maybe there may be some who are discouraged, who are disappointed, who are struggling in this bout with life. Jonathan, what's the last word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you want to share with them today?
Yeah, it would simply be this. If you're going through a difficult time, if you're going through a storm, it's simply anchor on to the Lord. He is with you always. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And it said, you know, in the Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So no matter how difficult that road ahead may be, no matter how dark the day may be, cling tight to the Lord, trust in him, and he will carry you through.
Anchor in and cling tight to the Lord. Jonathan Lamb, where can all of our listeners, where can all of our viewers go to just hear more about all the incredible things that you guys are doing, but also maybe to look up Daystar and watch it on TV?
Absolutely. So the best way to do that would be to go to daystar.com. We have a live stream, so you can watch it 24/7, no matter where you're at, or you can go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can download the Daystar app. So that'd be the best way to watch Daystar. And then Tuesday night I have a show on Daystar called The Green Room.
Let's go.
So you can check that out. It airs on Daystar every week. And if you want to catch me and Susie, that's the best way to do that.
Go check out The Green Room, Daystar.com. Jonathan, my friend, thank you so much just again for your time, for your willingness to join me on the show. Thank you for what you're doing, for stewarding and being obedient to the call God placed on your life. We love and appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show, and I'd say the same thing to you. Like, great job stewarding the great legacy that you have in front of you. So
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys, again, be sure to check out all of the amazing things that God is doing in and through Jonathan Lamb and Daystar Television. I'm so thankful for Jonathan's voice, his leadership, but most importantly for his heart. Not only his heart for the Lord, but also his heart and his unwavering love and devotion for his family. You know, one of my favorite quotes that I typically talk a lot about closer to Father's Day, it says this: any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. See, a dad to me is someone who takes the time to invest in his children, someone who isn't afraid of showing and displaying his love, someone who listens, someone who shows up, and someone who is consistently present, available, and prioritizes time with his family. And what's fascinating is that an overwhelming amount of research has even revealed that a dad who is present and emotionally attuned, involved, and available to his children's needs helps promote inner growth and strength within them. Numerous of studies have even shown that when fathers are affectionate and supportive, it greatly affects a child's cognitive and social development, as well as instilling an overall positive sense of well-being and self-confidence. So what does this mean? I'm not putting pressure on you guys. What I just want you to help you know is, to all you dads out there listening, you matter more than you could ever know or imagine. And again, I just wanted to give a special shout out to my own dad. Pops, you are my best friend. You're my hero. You're my role model. You're my coach. You're my mentor. You're my golf, fishing, hunting buddy. I am so incredibly blessed, and I'm thankful to call you my dad, but also to call you my best friend. Thank you for your love and your unwavering support throughout the years, and most of all, thank you for your presence in my life and for constantly instilling belief within me. Because of the love you've shown me as my earthly father, I feel like I have a better understanding of the love of my heavenly father as well. To all you dads out there listening today, keep going, keep trusting, keep surrendering, and keep leading through serving. For when you do those things, only heaven will be able to tell the story of the ripple effect God sparked through you. Hey, Dad, I'm rooting for you. As always, thank you guys so much for joining us. We love being a part of your life, and we hope to see you right back here next time on the Built Different Podcast.